back then, a lot of people wore, they had an awful thick shirt. They called it hickory shirt and a striping. All people nearly wore them old hickory shirts. One of them last year all summer. You know, people sweat a lot, hard work and sweat. And they could take them old hickory shirts and that's heavy, but they'd wear them all summer.
Did they last year, summer, maybe a year. Did they hang out? Were they warm outside?
No, they put them down in their pants.
Uh-huh. And that's something they might wear over that if it was cold.
Well, they'd wear a coat or something. Now, some old people back then didn't bundle up like they do now. Mm. My granddad is an old timer, and I know we'd go to kill hogs, and he'd had to kill hogs in cold weather. And he'd wear them old hickory shirts. He wouldn't wear no underwear. Mm. And he'd drive some kind of drawers, but wear his undershirts or long handle or something like that. He wouldn't wear them. And when he'd get down there the coldest day that come, and he'd roll up his, pull off his coat and roll up his sleeves. He always done the gutting, you know, and the cutting up of them hogs as long as he lived. And the rest of us would be a freezing to death, and he'd be making it good. It's just sort of what you get used to.
Sure.
And we was talking about that wool, cotton, or wool thread. All old timers use them old homemade socks, you know. They'd have them by the dozens laying around. They'd wear a pair, he'd wear a pair every year. My granddad in the summertime, he'd come a rainy weather like it is now, he'd get out and go barefoot. He said he could walk to Sevierville after a rain if it was a dirt road.
Is that right?
He never was bothered with bunions on his feet or nothing like that.
On the Sunday, people would get dressed up. They might wear a man would wear.
Oh, collar and tie.
He used to have
old shirts, you know, when I was a boy. They made for a collar. You'd have to get your collars, you know. Now then, you don't see that anymore. The collar's already the shirt. I could have them get it, so I'm going to rain and direct it like I ain't go.
You want to go get it? Go
ahead. Well,
yeah. Yeah, sure, that's all right.
Manage to marry a wealthy fella and then get what he got and drop him and then marry another.
Yeah.
And men will do the same thing, you know. Sometimes they marry for wealth instead of love.
I suppose the ideal thing is find both,
huh? Yeah. Empty, that's got your here empty. I'm going to carry this empty my pipe out in.
That's okay.
Thank you. I even mowed the yard last night. Carry that stuff in here. Mommy said she hadn't got to sweep the floor, but you need to pay no attention to that. Can't keep that stuff off of your feet. Finally got my grandson and another boy to come over here last night and mow for me. I've got two mowing machines. He does riding one and he does the big mowing of that, and the other boy he does around the trees, you know, on the corners where you can't get to it with that big one.
Uh-huh.
But you're just lucky this day and time to get anybody to do anything.
Yeah.
Used to, I could get all the help I wanted and couldn't pay for it, and now then I can pay for it and I can't get the help, and I'm just right back where I started.
Yeah.
And any better off.
I was asking you yesterday, we were talking yesterday, the day before yesterday, you were telling me about that chair. Did that man make other kinds of...
He works for their kin folks, and he works for Reagan's. Up there, you don't know Gatlinburg though, it's out there on the Roaring Fork Road, and they make do that for a living. They've got a big factory out there, you know. They make everything in the way of wood. I don't know what all they do make, chairs, beds,